advice for an introvert. If you would raise your hand, if someone says, who are the introverts in the room? But you don't even actually want to raise your hand because that would not be the most comfortable thing. Or if you know that if you have to get on 10 phone calls a day, that may be the end of you for the week. There are so many characterizations of an introvert, but all I know is that respecting who you are is critical. How do you show up on LinkedIn as an introvert? Well, how do you show up anywhere in a way that guards your energy, in a way that you feel free, comfortable, authentic, like you're not writhing in your own skin? So think of any interaction that you've had in the last week, or let's say 2 weeks, a month, an interaction where you walked away not depleted. Was it you sitting down with a close friend at Starbucks? Was it you on a one-on-one call at work that was life-giving? Wherever that interaction was, that can be made to feel the same as what you would do on LinkedIn. And here's why. When I go on LinkedIn, I'm not going to say that I am an introvert. I'm a mix of whatever I am. But I do know that some of the things of when my husband describes being an introvert, they really connect with me. He'll say, you know, after a phone call, it just like sucked the life out of him. And sometimes that happens for me too. Like I feel like I pour out everything on a phone call, you know, doing a discovery call, whatever it is, right? Like I am done. I'm just done. But when I sit down with someone and they want to discuss like, hey, I've got to come up with like a better way of doing this, or I want to launch a business, I'm thinking about it being like this, and I can sit down with them and pour heart and soul into that question. What that does for me is it starts to feel like just incredible, like the flow, like I'm in the moment, like they're being helped, I'm being helped. I love the process. They're getting something valuable. So that interaction for me is not depleting. And so when I think about what to do on LinkedIn, I ignore everything of the noise. I go to help, just me to them, me to one other person. Like I'm sitting down at Starbucks with someone. It's just me and them. We're talking. I'm helping. If I get lost in, oh my gosh, who's hearing, who's watching, who's listening, what will they think? That will kill my soul. So when I go on LinkedIn today, for example, International Women's Day, and as I would definitely recommend with International Women's Day, to me, it's really all about just calling things as they are. And if I did it for an audience, that would have been really hard. I would have done the overthinking thing until it had taken an hour and I still wasn't happy with what I was saying. But instead, I imagine one person I wanted to reach. Maybe it's a head of an organization and he has a whole lot of women that work for him and he could lay them off if he ran into a place where he was overstaffed. But what if I could inspire just one person to think about retraining their women instead of laying them off? That's worth it to me. So number one thing I do, if I were an introvert trying to go on LinkedIn and build my visibility and get in front of an audience filled with relationships and network and clients and people that I want to work with, but knowing it will totally paralyze me if I'm not careful, stop overthinking. You're not looking for perfect. You're looking for frequency. And the reality is like, you just need to be seen. You need to show up, right? Okay. So going back to introverts, number one, don't overthink it. Number two, don't aim for perfect. I think I probably even had, you know, some grammatically incorrect thing there. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have time for perfect. Nobody does. Perfect would have taken 4 hours of hemming and hawing and the right picture and this and that. No. Very often, I will not do LinkedIn after I've gotten out of bed. Like I do my writing on my phone in the morning before my head leaves the pillow. That's just what works for me. I'm also working to learn how to plan ahead. Like, you know, the team wants me to. Okay, anyway. So stop overthinking. Don't aim for perfect. And just speak to one person. One person, one problem. It's you and it's them. The people who need to read it will read it and be helped. And that is the coolest thing ever. I hope that helps you. Okay, so question number two. And feel free to submit your questions at any time. Does it matter the times of the day that you post or respond to posts? If you're more likely to share, for example, during hours when no one may be on, is that okay? Yes. Okay, so a couple of tactics around times to post. So there's a couple things to think about here. There's what is reliably working on LinkedIn, and then there is, when is your audience actually able to give attention to it? So I'll share with you this thing. My open rates for email marketing are amazingly good, like 80% open rate. And I send my emails at 10 p.m. at night most times. 10 p.m. Why? Because that's when people actually have a second of brain freedom to think about what I'm saying. If I get an email during the day, it's going to go in a bucket of 150 other important emails, right? Like, I'm not great at email. So why would I assume any different of my audience? Now, then there's the second part of like, well, LinkedIn reliable post times are this. So LinkedIn obviously is different from email. But if you are looking for just the simple, clear facts of LinkedIn reliable, I would say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the morning around 9 a.m. your time. That works. Boom. And when to, as far as replying to comments. Now, that first hour after you send out a LinkedIn post, that hour is important. LinkedIn algorithm is sitting there watching your post going, is this worth me sending far and wide for this person? They're looking to see, does anybody stop in the feed and read? Do they pause their scroll to read what you have to say? And so if a comment is left, well, that's engagement. LinkedIn looks at that number, like that engagement, and they say to themselves, okay, that's a sign. So if someone comments and then you comment right after, that's great. That's really great, especially in that first hour. Now, you have a life to live. And if you are a consultancy owner, especially, you have 23 jobs, right? You're the head of HR, you're the head of business development, you're the head of all client work and execution, you're right, like you have so many jobs. If you allot time within that first hour of posting, so like let's say you can actually make 9 a.m. happen on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but truly I do any time and day of the week and you'll see that from my stuff, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then for that hour, you know that if anybody comments, you're going to dive in there and aim for at least that first hour to put a comment back. And let's see, anything else I would say about timing. For the rest of the day, you know, if you jump in maybe twice more that day and just see if there's anything else that's happened. And also, let me go back to that first hour of the day piece. After you post on LinkedIn and you're looking for that first hour for any other comments, also go ahead and comment on a couple other people's things too. LinkedIn loves when you are engaged on the platform and you're sewing into other people's stuff too, not just your own. So for that first hour, take advantage of the chance to add a couple comments on people's stuff. I hope this helps. What are your questions about LinkedIn? I would love to answer them. Send them my way. Go to my LinkedIn profile. I hope we're connected already, but if we're not, please connect with me. And then send me a DM, direct message, and ask questions. I would love to cover them on a future podcast. Don't overthink it. Go do something right now. In fact, quick challenge, share something on LinkedIn. What did you learn from this podcast? What are you going to do differently? Go help. Put that one person in mind that you want to help and think about what you could share with them to shorten their journey. Go help a friend. Tell them what you learned. Tag me in it. I would love to support your post. And you